I love this song. Isn't I wish they'd play it at my prom. I'd like to go to prom, too.
Jeff Kroll is here. He's an attorney over at Salvi, Shostak, and Pritchard PC. Jeff, I've known you a long time. I just read something very interesting in your bio. It says, Mr. Kroll, that's your dad, right, was selected by his peers for inclusion in the Best Lawyers of America in 2011, 12, and 2013. What's happened to you?
Well, I'm still... That's just not updated.
And
if your peers aren't going to vote for you...
No, that's true.
Usually
no.
They don't vote for you. Bill would never vote for me for anything.
No, I wouldn't vote for Wendy.
My family wouldn't vote for me.
Congratulations.
Right. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks.
Always good to see you. And today, the topic we want to discuss, it's prom season, so your legalities when it comes to holding prom parties, right?
Yeah, and it's, you know, back in the day, we were all going to the prom parties. We were all drinking and driving and doing a bunch of things we shouldn't have been doing, and it's a different world we live in.
Sure.
You know, back when we were all kids, your parents would say, you can't have a party because I don't want to get arrested. And that mm-hmm. really wasn't true. Mm-hmm. Today it is. There's new laws in Illinois where the parents, if they knowingly permit underage drinking, can be held responsible.
Okay. I have seen parties going on in our neighborhood as I'm out walking the dog, and I don't say anything to anybody, but I notice that there are underage people drinking and there are kegs. If I'm noticing, aren't the police noticing?
Boy, they'd be pretty busy. I mean, that'd be a full-time job for half the police. But it's amazing now how a single on your just a text, all of a sudden you've got 50 kids at your house in a nanosecond.
Boy. That's true.
And it's you know, back in the day we had to do telephone, you know, the game of telephone. Mm-hmm. But it's sad because you know I've got a son that's a sophomore, and you see them go from a little boy that's colicky to now. They're big boys.
Yeah.
And they're
young men. It's
they're
weird.
They're young men.
So what happened in society where somebody woke up and said, well, this is potentially dangerous. We can't just have underage kids drinking and then driving. Did one thing happen or a series of things happen?
Unfortunately, and it's like any law that changes, and I can't wait for something more stringent with texting and driving someday, but it takes a death.
Yeah.
It takes a bad accident of a child that leaves a home and is underage drinking and then kills somebody else or kills himself. And that's essentially what prompts these new laws. And should it have been a law a long time ago?
Yeah,
absolutely.
It should have. And there are a lot of parents. I mean, come on, we were growing up. Bill, you will not speak about this because you probably never had a drink underage because you were perfect.
I had very few drinks underage, really.
I had a lot.
Much of a drinker.
But there were always those houses that you could go to whose parents they'd let you drink. They'd be aware of it. They'd look the other way. It's not like they would buy us alcohol.
But, you know, there's... Boy, which is the right answer? Because you at least know where your children are at those times and what they're doing. You can monitor.
What if they have to stay overnight? Isn't that kind of a rule?
They stay overnight. Absolutely. No driving.
Yeah.
No keys. You turn the keys in. I don't want to see a single car in the driveway or anything else.
Uh-huh.
Is that the right answer? Or do you say, no, not in my house. Get out of here. And all of a sudden they go to a park or they're driving around. And what's the right answer? I think this is a great step in the right direction, holding parents accountable.
Sure.
But kids are kids.
They'll find a way.
And they're growing to be young men and young women. Beautiful girl named Donna could be showing up at our party, and my son trying to act cool will drink to try and please her or do whatever.
Yeah.
It happens. I hate to say we learned the hard way, but we've kind of all been down that road to some extent. We've lived it.
There were always parents, and I'm imagining it's the same way today, who would be very willing to look the other way. They knew there was drinking going on the premises, but they think, if I don't see it, I'm fine. But it's not that way.
Well, that would be like me. It would be akin to me saying, Mom and I are going downtown for the night.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun at prom. You can have some people over,
right,
but I don't want you doing anything stupid.
Right.
Okay, so you're downtown in your apartment, and your kid does have, and I'm just saying you in general.
I don't want my wife thinking I've got some apartment diaries.
No.
All right, I'm just saying you in general, though. A couple goes out, and they said, we're going to be out for the night, you know, have fun at prom, which I can't imagine a lot of parents do because they'd want to take pictures and stuff and be around in case of an emergency.
Depends if it's a first kid or third kid.
Yeah, right. That's true.
Right.
But so say a kid has people over, and someone leaves the house and gets in an accident. I mean, we say that the parent will be held responsible. What can they lose? Their entire house? What would happen?
There's criminal sanctions that are available to them.
Even if they weren't home?
But if they know about it. You know, for example, do they leave the liquor cabinet unlocked? Is there...
My God, who has a locked liquor cabinet? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Knock on wood, my kids don't drink.
Yeah. But, you know, all it takes is the one kid.
I'd be that kid.
And it's... we should do this in an afternoon over cocktails, this conversation. It's a different world we live in today. And they're at such difficult ages. Prime is their Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They're going to push the limits to whatever they can at that age. And you just want them making the right decisions and smart decisions. And if we as parents are going to turn a blind eye and say, Mom and I are going downtown, wink, wink, you know, by the way, there's beer in the garage or whatever.
Yeah.
You can be responsible if you know about it. And that's the thing. What did you know about it? What'd you do about it?
So what do we do as parents?
I'm a hypocrite because I don't know. I stand there and say we shouldn't do this. These are good laws, but yet do you want to know where the kids are at and what they're doing, or do you just want them roaming the streets?
Jeff, I'm guessing the same rules apply to marijuana and other drugs too, right?
Absolutely.
The parents are still responsible if they know something's going on at the house. It's
absolutely
on them.
And you know, it's.
I hope not other drugs. Marijuana to me is like beer. I hope there are parents not letting kids, you know, use heroin or cocaine and they're aware of it. That to me would really be worrisome.
Well, that's irresponsible. I mean, I can't believe that people would do that. But the concern is, you know, it starts with marijuana. And is that the gateway, you know, to a new drug?
Mm-hmm.
Where does that end?
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult. I've got, I don't know people, but hypothetically, there are people that are fine with getting high and driving, but geez, they say you better not drink and drive. I mean,
right.
Where's the line drawn?
Where's the line?
All right, more of this discussion with Jeff Kroll, attorney over at Salvi, Shostak, and Pritchard PC. If you'd like to jump in, if you have any questions or comments, we're easy to reach. We're at 312-981-7200. More after this. Still left, it's Wendy Snyder. Jeff Kroll is here, attorney for Salvi, Shostak, and Pritchard PC. We're talking about prom season and how much of the blame falls on you should something happen to your kids or their friends. If you have a party before the prom or after the prom and something horrible goes on, how responsible are you? Have parents been prosecuted here in Illinois? Have they?
Yes, they have. There's a couple noted cases up in Lake County, but it's happened before. You know, you can get hit for millions of dollars in a verdict for someone being injured or death because of something that goes on at your house.
Yeah.
I just think parents need to be a little more cautious. It's, you know, the other thing, along safety reasons and talking about prom, you know, when we first got babysitters for our kids, I mean, my wife would interview them, et cetera, but yet we have zero issue with putting them in a limo and saying, good luck, have fun. We as parents need to make a smart decision regarding limos.
Are they
certified? Is the driver have coverage? Is this a regular business? If you go to Craigslist, you can purchase a limousine right now and hold yourself out as a limo driver.
Why don't you do that, Bill?
I might do that.
You don't need to be ride share.
You don't have to be licensed, bonded,
well,
anything.
Well, you should be.
You should be.
But you don't have to be.
No one's checking it?
And I defy you to check. If you're going in a limo to O'Hare, are you checking?
No.
Never.
I never would say, can I see your credentials? Would you?
No, I wouldn't.
If he had a little chauffeur's cap, if he had a baseball cap like you, I'd wonder and say,
hey, handsome, take me to O'Hare.
And you know, I have two boys and they're not like girls are better at planning things. So girls, I could see young girls calling a bunch of limo companies and getting price, quotes and saying, okay, this is the best. We should use this.
The cheapest.
So do we as parents jump in and say, here, let me look at that before you book someone?
You should, because you know, the other issue is what's stopping me buying a limo and then going to a local high school and putting up one of those signs, you know, where you can rip off at the bottom.
Sure.
Yeah.
Phone number, limo driver. No one's checking. No one's checking.
But if you do, as the parent, you know this, Jeff. You have kids. If you say to your kids, I'm gonna do some research and check, you go, oh, Dad, what are you, please.
You know what, though? You can look yourself in the mirror and live with yourself.
Yeah.
It's when the opposite happens, when you don't do that little extra
You're
kicking yourself. I know plenty of parents in my line of work that have regrets about a decision they made. about, you know, not stopping them from going to this party, allowing them to drive. You know, you've heard all the stories as well.
Yeah.
And we as parents, you need to take, let them get a little upset with you for 10 minutes because you're trying to be responsible mom or dad. You can live with yourself after
right.
that. Right.
That's when you make up the story about, I knew this family.
Totally.
Right.
That used a limo
happened.
And Bill Leff was their driver.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hilarity ensued, but they didn't get there in one piece.
And then the kid says, what happened? And you always have to say, they moved away.
He turned the radio.
Right. Made it dangerous for everybody.
And being a parent is a difficult thing. And I kind of wish I had a girl, although I know how I was as a teenager, and I kind of relieved now that I don't have mm-hmm. a girl. But parents do get into the whole prom thing. Judy, what did you do for your kid's prom?
Okay, let me just preface first that times have changed since when we had our prom, most of us.
Yes.
And I'm not talking to the 25-year-olds or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, you have to put a more structured environment down, even if you're temporarily hated. Usually they'll go back to the girl's house for the picture. Then they'll go out to eat a special dinner in their group. Then they'll go to the prom. And then after that, usually somewhere like IHOP or something like that, just for like dessert and, you know, so the whole group can be together. Let them add on a movie and put a curfew. They have to be home at 2. Those who want to drink are going to find a way to drink or smoke anyway.
Yeah, that's
it's like
true.
Put the biggest security system in the world around your house. But if somebody wants you, they're still going to find a way in. What I did was I hosted a prom brunch for 30-some kids.
Oh, my God. Are you crazy, Judy? 30-some kids?
Oh. Yeah, Patty tells me I'm crazy, too, but, you know.
Oh, Patty Vasquez?
Yeah.
Or just an imaginary friend named Patty.
Judy, we got like 30 seconds here. But so you made brunch for 30 kids, and so they were drinking, but you didn't let them leave.
But they didn't want to leave. I had gone to Party City and bought these sterno things to put, like, the eggs, the pancakes, the bacon. I had fresh fruit. I had gone and bought donuts at, like, 5 o'clock in the morning. And, of course, there's not enough seating, so some sat on the carpet, whatever. No one spilled. Someone did fall off of a rubber, like, yoga ball that she was sitting on because she loved, you know.
Well, Judy, we appreciate your idea, and if you want to tackle 30 kids, that is a great idea to say, you know, because they are going to find some way to do it. Judy's absolutely right. Do you
they
agree?
Are. You know, they bring in the water bottles that are filled with vodka or what have you. You know, everything that we tried to do or accomplished when we were younger, they're doing the same thing. And I haven't heard about the yoga ball injury. It's not that prevalent in prom season, but it happens.
What are the damages they could sue for? And is that something you could sue if, you know, Judy was aware of the yoga ball and let them sit on it drunk?
Yeah, I'm not going to comment.
Thanks, Judy.
I just know I'm going to Judy's house after this.
Yeah, how about that? And to have 30 kids at your house?
For a brunch.
There's no way I like my kids that much or their friends.
No.
And real quickly, Cindy wanted to say something. Cindy, we were talking about drinking at your house. Or do you let them? What do you want to share with us?
Well, this is when my kids were younger. They were 19 and 20. But their birthday, they were going to college and they were home for their birthday. So they wanted to have their friends over. And I knew that they drank in college. So I wasn't blind to it. But what I did was I made sure that whoever came, that their parents knew that they were going to have drinking and they couldn't leave. They had to stay the night. So we had probably 15 boys or girls over, and they all their parents had to know And if I doubted them, I would use the cell phone and call their parents
right.
and make sure that they knew.
We have to be more involved.
But I wanted it to be in a structured environment. I wanted them to know that they were going to be okay. I wanted the parents to know that what was going on, because these were all college kids and they were, you know, they knew that they were going to be there. They knew that they had already been drinking in college. So coming home and doing it really wasn't all that different.
Right. That's a great way of doing it, Cindy. Thank you very much for sharing it. And real quickly here, what happens if you do call the parents and notify them and say, just so you know, the kids are going to be drinking here? Does that get you off the hook at all?
No, you know about it now. You've got knowledge
about it. Oh, you've just admitted it.
You're put on notice.
Thanks.
You know, so that's a problem.
Jeff, thank you.
Thanks
appreciate that. That's
and
Jeff
thanks, Cindy.
Kroll, attorney for Salvi, Shostak, and Pritchard PC. If you want to reach Jeff, salvilaw.com is your best bet. He's also on Twitter, at Kroll, K-R-O-L-L, Law. Thanks, Jeff.
And I'm not giving Wendy my cell phone.
No, do not give her your cell phone.
Give it to Judy, though.
We can do that for you. A quick
thanks,
break
Jeff.
And then some news. It's Phil and Wendy on WGN.